Good morning, everyone. You're listening to Breakfast Reading, and I'm your host, Moji, from Bayonne, Barta. Today's episode is about crystal healing. You've probably heard about crystal healing and have been thinking about it ever since. What is it? How does it work? Does it work? You may have so many questions. This trend is both beautiful and logical. It isn't just a fashionable and a strange thing that celebrities follow. Continue reading to learn more about crystals and find some answers to your questions. What are healing crystals? Healing crystals are a specific kind of crystals. They are used as a therapy method. Some gemstones are put on different parts of the body to help negative energy exit. Crystals have existed for a very long time and work with your energy. They attract focus and give directions to energies. And they are full of human energy. Where do you keep them? There are no fixed rules about where you should usually keep your crystals. However, they do work well when you keep them around the house. For instance, one great place to put crystals is on a nightstand, because you can feel their energy while you sleep. The best places to keep them are those that you are close to most of the time. What do they do? Each crystal does something different. Amethyst, for example, help with addictions, bad habits, and improve your creativity. Clear quartz will help your focus, balance, positive thinking, and clarity. Rose quartz is the love stone and is a favorite among women. It helps improve one's sense of self-love. Aventurine is the stone of luck. It's good for mental powers, money, peace, and luck. In fact, people have claimed that whenever they hold this stone, new opportunities suddenly appear. Of course, there are many more. These are only some of the more known examples. It's your turn now. Tell me, have you ever tried crystal healing? Don't forget to leave us a comment and make sure to tune in for our future episodes. Until then, bye-bye.